What's happening?
I want a girl with a mind like a diamond. I want a girl who knows what's best. I want a girl with shoes that cut and eyes that burn like cigarettes. I want a girl with the right allocations, who is fast and thorough and sharp as a tack. She's playing with her jewelry, she's putting up her hair, she's touring the facility and picking up slack. I want a girl with a short skirt and a long jacket.
You're listening to the you're listening to League Podcast, episode 226. I'm Matt Durson.
I'm Clay Inferno.
That's it. That's all we need.
That's all we got.
But it's okay, you know? We got a lot to talk about. You know, the geek universe is aflutter with this new Star Wars trailer came out this week. Is that the word they usually use? They say bowed, but whatever it is. I don't know what I'm talking about. But it came out online.
Like it bodes well?
Trailer.
Bowed?
In what context? I probably bowed.
Oh.
I don't know. I think bowed. I don't know why. But it bowed.
It did bow.
Anyway, it came out. And it took a bow. It took a big bow, and everyone was psyched. I know there are some people. There is a group of people, a collection. They're afraid of J.J. Abrams and what he might do. I don't really know why, but they just don't like him, I guess, or whatever.
I think people like to be fucking negative for no reason. I mean, I'm not saying those people don't have a right
oh,
to
that's
their
true.
Opinion, but like, you know, let's see how it goes.
Yeah, give it a chance, for Christ's sakes. You know, because I think some people didn't like Star Trek, and they're like, well, he's going to... That's exactly what they're saying. So they think he's going to ruin Star Wars, just like he ruined Star Trek, even though I don't think he ruins Star Trek, but...
No.
Whatever. But anyways, the whole point of that whole thing I just said was that now that they've seen the trailers, I mean, at least some of the people I've talked to are like, oh, well, that's pretty awesome. So... Why don't you wait till the movie comes out?
Yeah, exactly.
Jerks. But anyway, so there's a lot going on in this trailer. We got a little Mark Hamill doing the whole, like, the Force is strong in my family thing. And like, you know, he says, my sister has it, I have it, that whole thing. And then he said, you have it. So that's pretty crazy. And then they show, like, the mangled mask. The melted
mask. Oh, that's so cool.
Mask of
the
Darth
melted
Vader's.
Darth Vader mask.
That's. Yeah. That's pretty scary.
You got to figure that. That mask is probably made out of something that doesn't melt too easily.
Yeah, I guess.
It's not like it's just plastic.
17 years. How many years? I mean, I guess it's supposed to be as many years as it's actually been, right? Like it's going to be like 30 years.
Yeah, it's like
into the future,
years.
Right?
Yeah.
From Return of the Jedi. So, balls. But anyway, so yeah, that mask has been around a while. Been sitting around all melty. But, yeah, that was cool. A lot of, like, ships flying and stuff and, you know.
A Star Destroyer downed like on the sand dune planet.
Oh, that's right! I forgot about that. That was awesome. Yeah, the downed star. That was it right there. As soon as I saw that, I was like, that's it. I'm sold. The trailer can end.
Yeah.
The downed Star Destroyer. That was amazing. Oh, yeah. But, you know, it's a teaser, so it's not even that long. Like West Street.
Yeah, it's right? Like West Street.
West Street's not even that long.
But they did have a lot of new stuff.
There's a lot of new, a lot of just, like, action-y stuff. No lens flares, which I know J.J. Abrams was famous for in those Star Trek movies, especially.
A lot of new costumes.
But then the end. And at the end, the big reveal. I don't know. It's not really a reveal. Everybody knew they were in it. But I guess it was just cool to see them because everyone did a little, like, you know, noise or something when they saw Han and Chewie on the screen. And he says, "Chewie, we're home." In Krusty Harrison Ford.
Classic Krusty.
Classic Krusty Harrison Ford. That was it. I mean, that was good. I was surprised that so many people were so excited about Han Solo, but I mean, I'm excited about him too, but like,
they didn't
just to see him in the trailer, I guess.
Shown any other original trilogy characters up to this point. It's just them.
Yeah.
You hear a voiceover, and then there's a kind of a lightsaber handoff, right. And you don't see anybody's face. Like, you don't see Leia or Luke implicitly. Maybe you do, but you don't know. You know, 'cause they're behind, like,
What's going on with Leia, though? How's she gonna look? I guess she can look all right, right? I mean, because she didn't look too good. You think she's gonna look good?
Yeah.
All right. I have faith. You gotta have faith. So, I don't know.
TIE fighters. There's new stormtroopers. There's a flametrooper guy. Right. There's the silvery, chromed out. I don't know, TIE fighter pilot / the other chromed out guy with the cape, stormtrooper. Man, this is so exciting. Yeah. Everything looks modern, just like a little bit more modern and cool.
Yeah. Well, dang, I hope it's been a long time, so. Yeah, stuff has come a long way.
And it's been a long time since the technology of the prequels, so.
Right, even the technology is more advanced. Yeah, so, I mean, but we know nothing about the plot or anything like that or whatever. We just know little bits of the cast, and, yeah, we don't know who, like, the main bad guy is going to be or anything, right?
It's going to be the guy they showed in there with the mask, but we don't know who it is. We don't know who is cast, right. And we don't know his name, really.
Yeah, we don't know anything about him. We just know that that's probably that he's pretty scary looking.
Ooh, and did you see the droid BB-8? All the stuff that they were doing with that droid at the Star Wars celebration and what they did on Twitter. And do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't know what you're talking about. Oh. Tell me.
So the cool droid BB-8, like the soccer ball looking droid.
Soccer ball looking. Yes. Yes.
Like the orange, yes. Yeah, it's a droid, and he's got the same head. Yeah. His name is BB-8, and
okay.
You would think that, or you might assume that is all like CGI, but no, they showed a video at the celebration of guys controlling that thing with robot remote controls. It's actually a practical effect.
Wow.
Even with the head kind of floating on top, nobody knows how they're doing it. But and then they did a thing on Twitter, like where if you hashtags BB-8 or a stormtrooper or droid, I think, or Star Wars, they have like little emojis that were BB-8, C-3PO, and stormtrooper. Yeah. So it's pretty fun. You could go into Twitter and like look at the BB-8 hashtag and see all the little emojis. It's pretty fun.
Oh my god! Nice BB-8.
So he's going to be cool. I don't know. Is C-3PO in this movie?
I'm sure he is.
Or is he not?
If Daniels does everything related to Star Wars, there's no way that he would never not do it. I'm pretty sure C-3PO will be in it. They have to save a few surprises, you know.
That's true. Yeah. How could they not have C-3PO? I mean, of course, R2 is the man, because he's always fixing stuff. And
yeah, he is the man. But C-3PO, you know, he's kind of a chicken, you know?
Yeah, he's the one that tells you.
They always kind of pick on him a lot.
Tells you the odds about how you're going to survive or not.
Right.
795-1.
Never tell me the odds. But, yeah, I'm sure he'll be in it. He always is. What about Billy Dee Williams, though? Is he going to be in it? Because that would really make it all better.
That would be sweet. I got to say, man, I love Star Wars, but I haven't been more excited about Star Wars as I have, like, the last 2 weeks. I got the digital collection. Yeah. I've been watching the extras on it. I've been learning all sorts of new stuff, and it's just cool. And I don't mind the special editions, even though they do mess some things up. It's nice to watch it in HD on a big screen. You know, they didn't really alter the first Star Wars movie all that much. Except they put in the Jar Jar Binks. I mean, not Jar Jar. Jabba the Binks.
Jabba the Hutt thing, yeah.
That's
Jabba
the Binks. But as a whole, it's 98% just fine. I don't really mind that they did that.
I feel like they messed with Empire the least, which was good because that was my favorite movie anyway. But, like, the parts they put in, I was just like, why? That doesn't make any sense. Like, there's that part where Darth Vader is just walking through, like, after he's thrown Luke off the thing, or Luke is dropped. He didn't throw Luke off, but whatever. And he says, and it's clearly, I mean, it doesn't sound like James Earl Jones.
Does apparently he drop his lightsaber like he drops a mic, like, bam, just kill myself?
No, but anyway, Luke has already fallen, and Darth Vader just kind of, and he says, prepare my shuttle for immediate departure, or something like that. He doesn't sound anything like Darth Vader.
Why do you talk Darth Vader? I had a stroke.
It sounds terrible. Obviously, I'm exaggerating it a little bit.
Yeah.
But for comedic effect, of course.
Yeah, I wonder why it didn't seem like they needed to put that in there.
No sense. Yeah, like, we get it. Darth Vader didn't stay on Cloud City. Like, he left.
Yeah. There's no reason. Do you think he, like, goes into the dining room and he's like, where's all the food? I thought there'd be, like, some leftover bagels in here or something.
That's right. I've been waiting for you guys to eat dinner for a long time. No, but they even show him on the ship later on because Luke is like, father or whatever, and he's like, son or whatever. Don't they do that bit?
Yeah.
And they're on the opposing ships or whatever. You don't need to have a scene where he says, prepare my shuttle.
Yeah, it's like...
Like, we get... Even. You don't... You know, the movie was just fine without that.
Whatever. You don't need to explain everything, like... Especially not to have any dialogue. Like, as you see somebody walking over to the fridge to get a beer, you don't say, I'm going to get a beer out of the fridge.
That's right.
It's the movies. You know, like, you can see them doing it.
Yeah. It's so late. I mean, he's walking with other guys, so he's telling them to prepare his shuttle. But, like, it's still, it makes no sense. Because it wasn't in the original, and it doesn't need to be in this one. It's like, oh, we had this footage laying around. Let's just throw that in there.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It's still exciting.
But, yeah, overall.
Star Wars. Star Wars.
I'm more excited about this movie, even than in 1999 when everybody was talking about Phantom Menace. And I wanted to like The Phantom Menace, you know, before I saw it. I was like, oh, okay, great. This will be great. Yeah, this is great. And it wasn't that great. But I'm excited about this.
I just imagine that, you know, I don't completely deny all of the story in the prequels, but I just kind of imagine, like, George Lucas had this vision in mind where he was going to tell the story of Darth Vader's origin in the prequels. And I'm just going to say that he probably didn't do it right. You know, like, he just, the execution was just not there. But in general, like, the whole framework of the story, you have to kind of believe that and, like, or come up with your own version of that for whatever happens before the 1977 Star Wars. Like, oh, there's Obi-Wan and Darth Vader knew each other for some reason and whatever. You know, just leave it up to your own imagination if you don't ever want to watch the prequels.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't... Hey, whatever. It happened. I'm over it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just going
to
say
this
that.
This is the,
like,
best way to get over it people, is this new movie.
Yeah, that's true. There are still people who get really angry about it. You know, it's just like, all right, well, that was a long time ago. And yeah, they weren't very good movies. Hundreds of very bad movies come out every year.
Yeah.
You know?
And I did the thing where when I bought the digital collection, I was like, you know what? Because I had seen it, you know, like, a couple months ago, I was like, I'll buy Revenge of the Sith I'm not going to get the other two. Whatever. I bought.
Oh, really? Okay.
I bought.
That's good.
You know, four of the six. Just because wow, that one has the most action in it, and I now when I watch that, I fast forward through every part they're talking.
It's interesting that you wouldn't just buy the whole. How much was the whole collection, if I may ask?
Well, I started buying them individually. I would have, I guess, saved a little bit of money if I bought them all. But I pre-ordered the 77 Star Wars. But
oh, okay.
The option to get them all together didn't come out until like the day that it was released.
So I see. But since you weren't going to buy all six of them,
so anyway. Well, I wasn't going to buy all six. So I bought four. And I don't. And I'll watch Stacy's DVDs of the other two if I need to watch them.
Ever really?
Which I don't
have the desire to waste hours of your life.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I know what you mean. I was debating because they came out Blu-ray, you know, a few years ago, and I was like. How many versions of Star Wars can I possibly own? You know,
like, right?
Because I have them on DVD already. Do I? Do I even have? Wait a minute. Maybe I.
See,
oh, I
you
do.
Don't yeah. even know.
Oh. I do have the original trilogy on. I have them all on DVD. I have all six of them on DVD. And then I'm like,
that's good
well,
enough. You don't need to watch yeah, those other like, ones in HD.
I don't think I need the Blu-ray or whatever. I don't know. But are the extras different, like,
they
on
have,
the digital copies that you have?
In case people are curious. They have all of the DVD/Blu-ray extras, so, like, the old Jedi trailers and, you know, some of the making of stuff from the prequels. They call that legacy content. And then on...
Oh, legacy content.
And on... And I can only speak to iTunes, but I assume that it's the same because it's the Disney Movies Anywhere.
Right.
So if you get it on iTunes or Google Play, they have like some 10 or 20 minute little interviews with people that worked on the movies that are pretty fun to watch. So there's just some new little interview things and nothing crazy. But they have all of the original extra stuff and then some new, you know, repackaging of some, like, oh, they went into the vault and here's a blooper reel and stuff like that. So, pretty fun.
Oh, blooper reels are fun, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. Well, like you said, I'm excited. This is more excited than I've been in a long time. I mean, about Star Wars.
The new TIE Fighters.
Let's face it.
Everything
about
looks
anything.
Cool.
Yeah.
And Christmas is not even that long. I mean, it seems like a long way away, but it's still going to just go like of the years and years we have to wait between Star Wars movies. Christmas isn't that long.
8 months, right?
Yeah.
Christmas isn't even that long. Yeah, it's not too bad. I think we can handle it. Besides, we got good stuff coming before then. Avengers will be out in a couple of weeks. Here's we already have our tickets.
Ant-Man.
That's right. Ant-Man is in June, right?
Yeah.
I think. Yeah. I don't remember.
Oh, and the other trailer is... And before, I want to talk about another movie, too. But the other trailer that came out, did you watch the Batman v Superman trailer?
Oh, I never did see that. Oh, shit. I'm sorry. I'm a bad podcaster.
Dude,
what happened? Tell me about it.
You're not fucking missing anything. Nothing. It's a lot of voiceovers and shots of Superman carrying stuff, but the voiceover is very much like he's a menace, he's an alien, he's why are we relying on him to be our security and they have this big Superman statue like they have in the comics a lot, like a statue in Metropolis for Superman, like thanks for saving the city. So they have that one, and then somebody spray painted on it "False God," and it's very dark. And then they're like, "Who's gonna stop him?" And then they show Ben Affleck as Bruce Wayne, and then they show him in the Batman costume, and then they show him in the kind of Dark Knight Returns armor where he fights Superman.
And, oh yeah,
and they're just facing off, and it's a very short clip, and everybody's just kind of like, eh, I don't know. After seeing this really fun, like nostalgic Star Wars trailer this week, that was kind of like it's kind of like a bring down. It's like, oh, I forgot you guys are doing. Forgot you guys are doing that. All right.
Yeah, well, I'll
see it. I'll see it, but...
Yeah, I'm not going to be that excited about it. Someone told me that he looks a lot like Lego Batman in the big suit.
Yeah, I guess he kind of does.
Hey, maybe that'll make it better. I love Lego Batman.
Yeah, Lego Batman, especially from Lego movies.
Yeah, with Will Arnett as the voice. Yeah. They should just do that. Never mind Ben Affleck. Will Arnett's probably a lot cheaper.
They should do, you know, like, they should do something fun, which they won't, where they have somebody walk into Wayne Manor and, like, he's listening to the More Darkness song and, like, turns it down. Alfred has to turn it down because Vicky
Dead
Vale.
Dead parents!
Yeah, Vicky Vale walks in.
Oh, my God. So that's how, well, all right, that's how that one goes.
Just looks dark.
What they're going for. False God, that seems...
Yeah, it seems a little not Superman-y.
Yeah. Well, I guess the first one was pretty not Superman-y, too. I'm glad they built the statue commemorating the day that he blew up the city.
Yeah, right? Like, remember the day you're at least half responsible for 7 million people dying in the city?
Yeah, that was a good day. Here, let's build a statue to commemorate it when you trashed the city. Thanks, Superman. And now we're going to spray paint on it. We don't even like you anymore.
False God.
False God. Whatever. Yeah, when is that even coming out? I don't even remember.
2016 sometime.
Oh, all right. So that's not this year. We don't have to worry about that for a while. We have Star Wars before that even. Thank God.
And the movie I did want to talk about was a comic book movie that I finally got a chance to see because... I had press passes to see this, but it was snowed out from all the stupid snowstorms this winter.
Oh, yes.
And Stacy and I went to see Kingsman Secret Service on Friday, and that was a really, really, really fun, awesome spy movie. It was really good. Yeah.
Very good.
So that's Mark Miller and Dave Gibbons made that like miniseries, and they did... They didn't really stick to the story that was in the comic, but they stuck to the main sort of ideas.
Nice.
And Samuel Jackson was hilarious in it.
Of course.
Yeah, he was so good. And what's his name? Mark Strong?
Sure.
Yeah, he's in it. Colin Firth. And it's kind of like... it's not like... Austin Powers funny, but it's kind of a send up to like 60s spy movies and James Bond, but like set now and new fun gadgets, and it was very cool.
Nice.
Very comic booky in that way. But in a totally fun way. Like when you get a chance, like rent this when it comes out, because I think you'd really like it. I actually pre-ordered it on iTunes, so you come on over and watch it. Because it'll be super fun.
All right. Very well. I'll be there. Tomorrow.
Well, it's pre-ordered, so you're going to have to wait.
Oh, okay. Well, that's okay.
We went to the actual movies to see this.
It's still out?
Which I was surprised to see. But yeah, but I was like, let's go out for our anniversary. Let's do something fun. And then I was like, is Kingsman still playing? And we looked it up on Fandango and... Sure enough, it still was. So there weren't a lot of people in the theater because it's been out
it's been out for a while. A
few months. But yeah. Still catch it.
All right. Very good. Kingsman. Secret Service. All right then. Very well.
Especially if you like James Bond and all that stuff.
No, I like James Bond. I was thinking about, I was having a conversation about James Bond the other day. It's too bad John isn't here because he's a bigger fan than I am.
Resident expert.
Spectre will be coming out soon, and you know who's in that, right? Do you know other than Daniel Craig?
Obviously, Christoph
Waltz. Yeah,
that was what I couldn't remember his name.
But do you know who else is in it?
No.
Well, Dave Bautista, who played Drax the Destroyer.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's
yeah.
that guy in Inspector.
I did see a little thing on TV where they... Do you remember in... I wonder which movie that was. I think it's like The Living Daylights, where they have... there's like a big... Sometimes they do like big like snow. They're like in the Alps and stuff.
Yeah, 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 yeah. They're sliding down on the...
Sliding down on the cello or whatever. But they said
yeah,
that
yeah, yeah.
in this new movie, they've done, they're doing their biggest... most expensive, most ridiculous snow stunts, and like they were all like freezing, like wherever they were filming it. Like they were like of all the James Bond movies, this is gonna be the longest, snowiest, coldest, gnarliest wow. scene.
Wow.
So hopefully they bring right. a cello into it. Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. Just a little bit of a cello action.
I was flipping through the iTunes. Because they have a, you could buy all the whole collection, every movie, like a in a download bundle or something.
And, every movie ever?
Every James Bond movie. There's like
oh, 23. Bond, James Bond. I thought you meant every one. Yeah. Every movie that's ever been made.
And it was like, there was like Timothy Dalton.
Yeah.
Then there was somebody like right before him that only had like two movies.
Well, Timothy Dalton only did two.
Oh, Timothy Dalton did two, and then yeah. who was it? Who's the GoldenEye guy?
Oh, Pierce Brosnan.
Pierce Brosnan, yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder why Timothy Dalton only had two movies.
I don't know. I don't think his movies were.
They like, weren't. They weren't there.
Box office, you know, like it wasn't like, you know, he was in the one with the cello, of course.
Yes, of course. So, but, maybe that's why it's frozen in my mind.
Frozen in your mind?
Frozen in my mind.
Frozen. But yeah, no, well, the thing, you know, the funny thing is, so that guy George Lazenby, who did one movie, he was the only Bond.
Oh right, yep.
One. He apparently wasn't even an actor. He just like kind of snuck on the set, like to do the audition, and like they were like, "What are you doing?" And he's like, "I just kind of want to be James Bond," and they. They're like, well, okay, you know, and he said he literally did it just to get the chicks.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, whatever. I don't know. He got to make one movie. I think they were kind of desperate because, like, Connery had left, and they were like, what do we do? And they were like, fine, take this guy.
I don't think that one is included in the iTunes bundle, nor is really? The Casino Royale 60s
the original
Austin
yeah.
Powers, whatever kind of thing.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's weird. So, I don't know. There's a couple. There was one that was made, what is it, Never Say Never Again, that was made by another studio because there were, like, rights issues or whatever happened there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's always...
And that was, like, wasn't that, like, Sean Connery playing it while Roger Moore was playing it? But it was a different studio, yeah. So they didn't... It was
yeah.
sort of weird rights.
I don't know. We'd have to ask... Yeah, if John was here, we could ask him, but...
He's if he's listening, which he's not...
Which he's not.
He's like, yeah. These guys are getting it all wrong.
They stupid idiots. Yeah.
If he's drawing with his Cintiq or whatever, he just like broke. He broke his like the pen. He
yeah.
just like snapped.
These fools are nothing without me. He's nothing.
Like, that's the last time I'll let them talk James Bond without me.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well,
Spectre
okay.
looks, the point does look cool.
Yeah. Dave Bautista's in it, so go see it. Whenever it comes out. I don't know. It could be a couple of years. But anyways, I forget what I was talking about. All right, well.
It might be Daniel Craig's last one.
I think so. There's talk of putting, what's his name? Idris Elba, who plays Heimdall in the Thor movies.
Oh, yeah. He's good.
He might be the next James Bond.
Very
but
well.
But some people are like, a black James Bond?
Yeah.
Oh, no! It's like, yeah, whatever. I mean, what difference does that make? People are idiots.
Oh, spoiler warning for Kingsman. There was a funny joke where he was like, what's the dog's name? And he's like, JB. He's like, oh, for James Bond? Nope. Jason Bourne? Nope. And he's like, Jack Bauer.
Well, it's a lot of these guys. With JB initials, aren't there? I never really noticed that.
Someone did.
That's right. Wow, Jack Bauer, James Bond.
That was the only funny joke in the movie, so you don't need to see it now.
You just told me it was a really funny movie.
No, it's a hilarious movie.
All right.
You should still see it. Still see it.
Okay, I'll see it. Still. Okay, well, what else? We haven't talked about comics in too long, in a while, I feel like. I guess we talked about a couple last week. But I guess it's tough with all this convergence shit and everything going on.
Ooh, yeah. I wasn't going to get a convergence book at all.
Wait a minute. Did you cave?
I caved, but for very, very good reason.
What was the reason?
I saw a preview on Tuesday before the comics came out. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. Azrael, Shadow of the Bat. Like, I remember that, because Azrael takes over after, Bane breaks his Batman's back. Spoiler warning, 1992. But so, and then I was like, oh, that's sort of interesting. So I read, like, the preview pages, and it was, like, written by Larry Hama.
No way!
So I had to cave, and I had to get it.
All right, I'll let that one slide, because you're a big Larry Hama fan.
And he's writing I don't even know how many issues it is. It could be two, it could be five. But he's writing that and also, like, a Wonder Woman convergence that I think comes out this week. So I'm going to get that, too. But
hey, you know what? Speaking of Thor and Heimdall, which we were a minute ago,
yes.
Did anybody think that it was weird that Thor the Dark World also used the term convergence, like, in DC kind of ripped it off, or what? I guess nobody cares.
Are you talking about the Thor issue that just came out?
No, the Thor movie that came out.
Oh, because, like, the worlds converged?
Yeah, but they call it the convergence. They say, oh, it's the convergence. All the nine realms are, you know, passing by or whatever. It was on HBO this morning, so I just watched it, and it hit me this morning. I'm like, oh yeah, convergence. Did DC just kind of rip that off or what?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Anyways. So anyway, yeah, but a new Thor did come out, and it's Lady Thor getting her ass kicked a little bit.
And they're going to reveal who is.
Yeah, is that what's happening now? They're going to reveal who it is? Is it that S.H.I.E.L.D. chick? Zoe, whatever her name was, or something like that? Is it Zoe?
I don't know. I guess nobody knows.
Is that too obvious? Because that seemed, like, really obvious. They dropped a lot of hints that it was her. And then, like, almost too many hints.
Right.
But that seems weird that they would. How long is this going to go? Are they just going to drop this? Because it seems like not knowing who it is part of the fun.
Yeah.
If they just reveal it, you know, then it's kind of like, oh, well,
I think it's kind of like how they do it on TV, where it's like, you know, they're like introduce like a bunch of different possibilities, and then in the end, you're like, oh, it was that person. I didn't know that, or there was, like, a bunch of false flags.
I don't think I want them yet. I think I want them to, like, they should go, like, 30 issues.
Yeah.
Like that. This is going to be eight.
Yeah.
You know, like, I kind of feel like this is too soon.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm with you. I agree with you there.
But, I mean, I guess, whatever.
What's with this last page? Thor had
a list of people. Him and his mom got together, and they're like, we need to go help her. And he's like, yeah, I got this list. Because that was the list of people that he thought it might be.
Okay.
But instead, they just ended up going to get them all, and then they're all going to help Thor, I guess. That's what it looks like to me. So.
And is he going to be completely, like, Aquaman arm, like, for the rest of his life?
I don't know. I assume that they'll bring it back.
Gotta fix that.
Yeah, can't have him with that weird.
Maybe when he picks up the hammer, it'll magically, like, grow his arm back.
Hey, there you go.
Patent pending, Jason Aaron, if you're listening, which you're not.
That's right, which you're not. But I wonder if this is a whole Secret Wars thing, becoming like kind of just like, well, we have to rush this because Secret Wars is coming, so we have to just, you know, end this whole thing now. I don't know.
Yeah, also something I'm not too stoked about. But
yeah, I started reading some of the preview things, you know, the descriptions. And I was like, so they have a series coming out called Star-Lord and Kitty Pryde. And I was like, oh, that sounds cool. Yeah, I like that. And then the description was, you know, Star-Lord and Kitty Pryde are together, but is it the real Kitty Pryde or one from an alternate universe? Oh. I was like, all right, that's it. I'm done.
I'm out.
Yep. I was all psyched for that. Now I'm not. And then some of the things, I don't know, like, I think we talked about this a little bit. They have like an Old Man Logan book coming out, which I guess is from the Old Man Logan universe, whatever. I don't know. And then they have like one called Infinity Gauntlet. But then they have a bunch of other ones that are just like, no one wants to see that. Nobody cares about that. Like, no one.
Yeah.
So I don't know what just combining all their terrible events into one bad event.
One super turd event.
Super turd. I did see. Secret turd. Oh, good. I did see a thing, and I don't know if this is part of Secret Wars or they just decided to do it, but there's going to be a Groot series coming soon. So that's cool. In June. That should be funny.
Nice.
Yeah.
Probably lots of cool dialogue in there.
Yeah, yeah. You got to really. Yeah, it probably is tough to write that book without any real dialogue to explain what, you know, what's going on except him saying, I am Groot.
At least in, like, the movie, you know, like, they gave him powers, regeneration, and, like, the sparkle fireflies or whatever. He can do
stuff. Yeah, he has all that stuff. Yeah.
What other stuff can he do? Oh, I guess he fights pretty good. Just trying to break down Groot.
Yeah, he's big and strong. So yeah, he can do stuff. I mean, he's always been in the Rocket Raccoon book. But, you know, he has Rocket there to explain what he's saying. You know, basically.
Yeah.
But now he's gonna get his own. It's probably a miniseries. I don't know, but
I never really fun. Thought of it until just now. But it's basically Han and Chewie.
Yeah, sort of. Well, he's kind of like the Hulk and the Avengers, you know, like he doesn't say anything really, but he just smashes stuff a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of the Avengers, I read a couple things about this movie.
Go for it.
I don't know if we want to, I guess it was just in an Entertainment Weekly article. I guess I can spoil it, right? But there's a couple of characters that I don't know who they are. So apparently, you know, what's her name? Julie Delpy, I think, is from, she's from those Before Sunrise and Before whatever Sunset movies with Ethan Hawke, you know, that chick. She's playing somebody in this movie that is like a Marvel character, but we don't know who it is yet.
Oh, interesting.
And so is apparently Lizzie Cardellini. She the chick from Freaks and Geeks. According to this article, she's playing somebody as well, and we don't. But they're not saying who, and it's not Captain Marvel. That's what they've said. They've said Captain Marvel is not in this movie. So, but they're playing Marvel characters. Like, yeah. So I don't know.
And is definitely the Vision going to be in it? He is, right?
Yeah, they already have action figures of the Vision.
Oh,
like the Vision is Ultron's creation. Yeah, they already released. Like, yeah, like I said, they already released those big head things.
Oh.
You know, it's like those things with the big heads, Funko Pop, or whatever the hell they're called.
I got a little Groot one I'm looking at right now.
Yeah, me too. I almost bought the Vision the other day.
Nice.
He's, so he's definitely in it, and he's definitely Paul Bettany, who was the voice of Jarvis. So Jarvis, I guess, is kind of being replaced by Vision.
Right.
So, but just like in the comic, Ultron creates Vision, and, yeah, so pretty cool. But I also read there's a little bit of romance in this. Did you read this?
No.
Between Black Widow and Bruce Banner.
I did see that, like, in the trailer.
Yeah, there's a little, like, I don't know what's going on, but there's something going on in there.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's, you know.
Do you remember in the Ed Norton Hulk, he couldn't have sex?
I didn't remember. Did he say that?
Well, he was about to get it on.
Just elevate his, yeah.
And he's like, I can't. Because
he would get too excited and turn into one.
Yeah. Hulk boner.
Yeah, that must suck. It's like, It's like green balls instead of blue balls.
Yeah. Then she's like, "Here, try these purple stretchy pants on." I'm not gonna wear the purple stretchy pants. I'm paraphrasing. I don't know if those are the exact words.
Yeah. In fact, those are not the exact words.
Pretty sure they were. Maybe the only thing that was right was the word purple.
That's okay. You had the idea.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, so like little romance action between Black Widow and the Hulk. I don't know how I feel about that.
Well, Hawkeye's going to be pissed.
Yeah. Do you think that they had a thing, Hawkeye and Black Widow, or do you think they were just buddies?
Well, she had like a little arrow around her neck in Winter Soldier.
Yeah,
implying that was they were romantically involved.
Hey, they kissed in Winter Soldier.
That's right.
But that was just like a thing. I don't think that was any kind of like thing. But I don't know. I could probably, I don't think that. Oh, who knows? Well, Hawkeye did save her life, sort of, right? Like, not kill her is basically the
right
his thing. So I don't know. Who knows? We'll have to wait and see.
Wait and see.
In a couple weeks. Like I said, we already have our tickets. I'm excited that you got I'm excited to go see it with you guys. Glad I walked out. Sorry about Josh. I felt bad about that. I should have just those tickets are so stupidly expensive.
Yeah, we'll have to go out and see Ant-Man together. Maybe at a regular movie theater.
Yeah. For Ant-Man. Yeah, we have to do fancy theater. Yeah, it's only reserved for fancy movies.
Fancy theater reserved for is reserved for what would you call it? Like group movies, the Avengers, the Justice League.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Even Winter Soldier was kind of like a team up.
I did see Godzilla there, so that's not really a group.
I saw Godzilla in IMAX. That was cool.
Oh, nice. Good for you. Oh, so Falcon is actually supposed to be in the Avengers as well, speaking of.
Nice.
Anthony Mackie. Yeah. All right, so did you want to talk about Daredevil a little bit more? I still haven't watched it all. Have you watched the whole thing?
I have not watched the whole thing. I'm pacing myself.
Clay? The show?
Yeah, I'm pacing myself.
Oh, okay. Yeah, me too.
And, we could still talk about it in generalities.
Let's talk about it in generalities.
One thing I
saw the Kingpin.
Yeah, you saw the Kingpin. Oh, sure. I wanted to say last week that it's hard for me to put those guys, like the Daredevil, in the same world as S.H.I.E.L.D. because of the way it's filmed. Like, it's very different, like, totally.
Oh, yeah.
But you do know because the characters are the same, but it doesn't look like the Marvel movies. It doesn't look like Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. Like, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. looks like a TV show. Like, this more looks like a movie, I guess. I don't know. I'm not really... Yeah. I didn't go to cinema school. But do you know what I'm talking about? Like,
well, I do. Absolutely. Well, it's a different, like... You know, that's on regular ABC network TV. This is on Netflix. Yeah. You can do a lot more, you know, with it, I think.
And they swear.
Obviously not just the violence, but they put the whole lot in. Yeah, but like, I think S.H.I.E.L.D. is just meant for a different audience, you know, just a different kind of almost family friendly. I don't want to, you know, not like, it's not like going to sit down. But I mean, if you have a kid who's a Marvel fan and you want him to let him watch something, obviously you don't want him to watch Daredevil, but you can let him watch S.H.I.E.L.D. and it'll be fine, I think.
And
but this
like
is more, this is for adults.
There's different styles of art for the comic books and the same characters, so that's okay. I'm totally okay with it. I just was trying to fit them in to, you know, seeing Agent.
Yeah, no, it's interesting. And it's obviously in the same world.
Because they share the orphanage with Sky. Sky and Matt were in the same orphanage.
Same world because they talked to you.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't know that. I haven't. Oh, interesting.
St. Agnes.
I'm only on episode like 5, or I think so. I'm only
a couple ahead of you.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, we're not burning through it.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
Trying to savor it.
I had a busy week.
Yeah.
Because if you watch it all in like a day, then you got to wait like 2 or 3 years before you get any more. These take a couple weeks. But there's some brutal. And he beats that Russian guy up with. He kills that guy. He cuts his head right off, like just bashes his head right off in the car door.
Yeah, it's
like
brutal.
That's, and then the freaky Russian guy like keeps the body.
I know.
I don't know. So, anyway, where I left off, and now no spoilers here, but like Daredevil's about to be arrested, which is interesting.
Yeah, I literally am only like an episode ahead of you.
All right. Well, don't tell me how he gets out of that. But I was like, oh, interesting.
It doesn't look good, though, does it?
Like, what does he do? Beat up cop? Yeah, it doesn't. So, and then they just blew up that whole thing. So it's really and you know what I have to say? I have to say, I'm glad that like Karen and Foggy kind of have their own little storyline going on. It's not just about like Matt Murdock. The other characters kind of have their own stuff that's separate from.
Yeah.
And Karen especially has her own storyline that's separate from everything because she's it relates because it goes back to the whole thing in the first episode, but it's kind of like, you know, she has her own story, like a good character. She, like, you know, a prop in his story. She has her own story.
Yeah,
and they do make a reference. Ben Urich makes a very subtle reference to, like, he said, "I did some digging on you," and so I don't know if you know the story of Karen Page. I assume you do, right? That she ends up not doing. And she succumbs to drugs. And
I just
all right, spoiler the warning since it was like 20 years ago. Yeah, but like Karen
born
Page
again.
Is the one who reveals his identity.
Yeah, I just got that. I just got born again from the there was a Daredevil sale on Comixology. So,
oh, very good.
I've read all that stuff like who knows in floppies or whatever, but now I'm just like, oh, cool. I'll just read this and try to remember all the storylines.
Yeah, I read, you know what? I bought some of the, it wasn't a sale, but with your gift card.
Oh, yeah.
But your birthday Comixology gift card. Thank you very much.
Thanks
some
to
of
you.
The Daredevil by David Mack, which I really, I really like the David Mack stuff.
Nice.
So I bought that. Yeah, so anyway, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. So anyway, Karen Page, we all know the unfortunate fate of Karen Page that she sells Matt Murdock, you know, the secret identity to a criminal in exchange for drugs.
Right.
And then obviously that gets back to Kingpin, and that's how he ruins, you know, Murdock's life. And then Karen Page ends up dying. So that sucks. But
they do definitely do have their own the episode ahead of this, like they introduced Stick and Matt training as a little kid, and they have their own they do have their own story, but they reference other Daredevil stories. Like this is, I'm glad this isn't just like an adaptation. You know, it's like it's right, its own long form story. And each episode is just almost better than the one before it, too, which is kind of unbelievable.
Yeah. I know. It's crazy that there are some really good, some really interesting episodes. And it's not, but yeah, it's not just like superhero stuff, you know, like there's real life. It's kind of like it all intertwines, but like, you know, like Foggy and Karen and helping out that Spanish lady, and it turns out she's right next to where, you know, they blow up whatever, but like, you know, they, originally it just seemed like they were just helping out this lady.
Yeah,
I don't know, it's very deep, very thick. Keep watching.
I have to read it too. I have like probably 600 pages in my iPad.
What else did I read this week? Oh my god, I bought a few. Well, I bought the David Mack stuff, and I bought some on eBay too. So there's a lot of good Daredevil stories out there.
Yeah,
I was in the store a couple weeks ago, actually before the Netflix show came out, and the guy was asking for what Daredevil to start on if he wanted to. He's like, I've only ever really read Cosmic Marvel, which is an interesting grouping to read, but he said he wanted to read Daredevil with the show coming out. And, my friend Brian, who works at NEC Prime.
Are you appearing there in a couple weeks?
Oh, why, yes, I am. Good call, Clay. I'm appearing there on May 2nd with Robin Hood. So, the 21st century. Sorry. But anyway, he was saying, Man Without Fear and Born Again and all that stuff. It's really good stuff.
Yeah, and like I said, too, Yellow is a pretty good primer. Even after watching a few episodes of it, I still think Yellow is a good primer.
Yeah, sure.
I wonder if they're kind of... this is not a spoiler thing, but it's like, I wonder if they're kind of... might do the thing where they pit Karen falling in love with Daredevil or Matt versus Foggy, you know, being in love with Karen and...
yeah.
And, like, I wonder if that's going to blow up. Probably will.
Yeah, probably will. Can't be, because she seems to really be into him, and Foggy seems to be into her. Yeah, that could be a problem.
But it does seem like she's into Foggy too. Like, you know,
she's leading him on, maybe. I don't know. Yeah,
leading him on a little bit, or like
they go on dates. Yeah, or whatever. Yeah,
I just hope Foggy isn't in the friend zone forever.
Yeah, he might be. You're right. Hey, they touched faces or whatever, and then they blew up. So I don't know. It may ruin the whole thing. Anyway, yeah, great show. If you haven't watched it yet, what are you waiting for? Get out there.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. And did you read anything else? I don't know. I don't know what else. What else came out this week? I read Straight Bullets. I had a pretty good week. I read... what did I read? Stray Bullets came out. The Fade Out. You're not reading that, are you? Are you reading Ed Brubaker's The Fade Out?
I'm saving that one for the trade.
Oh, okay. It's very good. It only comes out like very rarely, so. Or it seems to come out very rarely.
There was a new issue of Velvet that came out too, but I haven't read it yet. I'm not caught up there. I tend to wait for there to be like a trade's worth of those to read. I read them all. But I like them a lot.
Velvet is, yeah, Velvet's very good too. The fade out is good.
What's the main deal with the fade out? Is it also, is it in the present time or?
No, okay. It's in like 1950s Hollywood.
Oh, cool.
So it's got like a lot of that like movie, like it's kind of like a Sunset Boulevard kind of feel going on there with nice. A lot of, but there's like, yeah, like weirdness and murder and it's good. It's a good love book. It. Snake Eyes Ain't a Cobra came out. Obviously, you must have.
I did read that, and I gotta say, this whole thing is pretty disappointing. Like, I was expecting it to be like, you know, excuse me, like the Cobra series, and it's
Snake Eyes is actually barely in it. This issue especially. It's all about Ronan.
Ronan, yeah. Billy, and...
Ronan, Billy, and Storm Shadow's after them.
You don't really see
Snake... Spoiler warning, I guess. What?
You don't really see Snake Eyes, like, being in, doing any Cobra stuff. Like, how is he an agent of Cobra? You don't really even know that.
You know I don't know. I mean? He shows up at the end, and he's, you know, and he's gonna fight Storm Shadow, but, yeah, we don't know what side he's actually on.
But you don't even care because there's no reason to.
Right. He's not even in it, so why would you care? They do this whole like build-up of like a romance between Billy and Ronan, and then, like I said, spoiler warning here, but Storm Shadow just kills her. And, well, she may not be dead, but...
Oh, who cares?
She should be dead because nobody cares. You're right.
I mean, there's like one more of these, and then I'm...
Like, really? Is that the last
one? I think it's like five-issue limited series.
Yeah, it better not be much more than that, because... But don't they usually say the conclusion or whatever? Bless you.
And the new G.I. Joe is in the future, so it's not even like they're going to reintroduce him to be in the regular G.I. Joe continuity.
The new G.I. Joe is in the future?
Yeah, it's like a few years from now.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's not right after Fred Van Lente's run, or Paul Heller was like the last people to write for that run.
Yeah,
that's a whole mess. You know, I just gotta say that I'm sticking with the real American Hero, the only true G.I. Joe comic to exist.
I know some of these ones haven't been that good. What is the one that they got going on now with the? We were talking about this a couple weeks ago, where it's like all this like weird. International espionage stuff, and nobody even cares because they're not even using most of the characters.
I can only legitimately read those like one after another, like not like Brubaker because I want to sit there and enjoy the whole thing, but because I don't understand it if I like put it down for a month and then pick it back up again. Like you can only read them like one after another.
Yeah, because I don't know who any of these people are, and I'm not invested in them. That's the problem. And I do. It's because I read them one at a time and I get lost. And I just gave up.
And I like that hyper whatever spy, you know, Jack Bauer stuff. But there's just not enough, like, action in it to, you know. It's more like a Jack Ryan thing. It's more like espionage, like international attacks and...
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. But if it's called G.I. Joe, you should actually, you know, use some of the characters.
Yeah.
You know, use a couple of them. I'm not, but I don't know.
Somehow, even
just
though...
Just my opinion, and obviously yours.
I'll pop in on a Transformers comic every once in a while, even though I don't know any of the robots. I don't know any of the main story. I don't know any of the... like really motivations of anybody, but I'll just read a G.I. Joe, a Transformers comic every once in a while, and they have a couple of different, you know, continuities or storylines going, but I pretty much, you know, enjoy them because it's like, it's just fun, you know. It's like, oh, there's Starscream and for some reason he's the leader and I don't know why, but this is cool, you know, like G.I. Joe is kind of just like, this is Scarlet and she's the leader, but she's not like in her uniform or anything, you know. It's like,
stands around a lot.
Yeah, and there's like the Cobra bits. Is like basically like a big Monsanto corporation or something, and it's like I just don't even really get what's going on.
And well, I kind of like, you know,
it's not colorful.
I want tanks. You know what I mean? I want tanks and cool looking like planes and guns and shit.
And
you know,
colorful and fun.
Colorful and fun. That's right. Well,
trouble bubble.
On that note,
we need more trouble bubbles. Well.
They do need more trouble bubbles. That's right. All right. Well, anyway, I think that's about. I think we can wrap. What do you say, Clay?
Let's wrap it up.
Want to wrap?
These people have Daredevil to watch.
I know. We can. It's a nice day. Get out there and enjoy.
Get out there with your iPad and watch Daredevil in the park.
That's right. There you go. But you know, like always, if you want to, if you're interested in any of the things we talked about, and they're on the website there. If you just go to the cover and click on the cover and go to tfew.com and buy them, we get a little kickback, or with Amazon or whatever we throw out there. So you know, you don't even necessarily have to buy the thing, but if you use our link to click through, we get a kickback. So help us out here, folks.
And if you're local to Boston, we got a ton of events coming up. They're up on the events page on our website. Right. Just go check it out. But most importantly, go to Matt's signing on Free Comic Book Day, New England Comics Brookline, Saturday 5-2.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, man. Thanks for hyping that up. Thanks to you. Yeah, hyping it up on the Facebook as well. It's getting a lot of likes and views and things.
Always. So.
Anyway, thanks. Enjoy your marathon Monday if you are listening to this tomorrow or whatever.
Very well.
Now, I hope you enjoy marathon Monday. Clay, do you have to work tomorrow? What are you doing?
I do have Monday? To work, but it'll be pretty easy because a lot of people will be taking the day off. So.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I live right on the route, so me standing out there watching people.
Very
helping
well.
Helping them out, encouraging them, yelling at them. And, yo, you got this! You know?
Yeah,
good
nice.
Stuff. It's a good place. Very well. All right. Well, thanks for coming, Clay.
Thanks
enjoy
to you.
Your day. You talk too, to you bye. Soon.
Bye.
I want a girl with a short skirt and a long yeah.